Thank you and good morning. I have the privilege on presenting on behalf of our partners, Bonnie Petroskas from Johnson & Johnson Pediatric Institute, Dr. Ruth Ann Shepherd from the Kentucky Department for Public Health, sitting in the back, Dr. Carla Damis from the Martha Dimes and Albert Einstein College of Medicine, who's also sitting in the back, and Emil Wigode from our Washington office. So this presentation has a lot of words in it that start with P, and I thought if I were a capital step, we'd really have a fun presentation. But I'll leave the fun part to the performance, and since it's a professional presentation, try to stick to the facts. So basically, this is a presentation about preterm birth. And we're going to talk a little bit about a new policy that's been enacted as well as a new program initiative. So preterm birth is births that occur before 37 weeks, completed weeks of gestation. And currently in this country, there's about 520,000 babies who are born early each year. Preterm birth is the leading cause of neonatal mortality. It's the leading cause of infant mortality among black babies. And it's often the cause of lifelong disabilities. And for those babies who are born very early, many can suffer from lifelong disabilities such as mental retardation, cerebral palsy, vision, and hearing loss. In this country, you'll soon see a graph that show the increase of rates of prematurity. And actually, since 1981, there's been about a 30% increase in the rates of preterm birth. We know some things about preterm birth and preterm labor, but we don't know everything. And indeed, there's about half the babies who are born early, we really don't know the causes of why that's happened. And so our organization, the March of Dimes, decided in 2003, actually before that, but started officially in 2003, to devote many of our resources to the topic of preterm birth. And we initiated our campaign in 2003. And our campaign has two goals. They're concurrent, actually. They're not sequential. And the first is to raise awareness about the problems of preterm birth, and secondly, to reduce the rates. And we do have a goal to be in alliance with the Healthy People 2010 goal of 7.6%. We're currently at a rate right now that we know of with 2005 data of 12.7%. of births in the United States are born preterm. So we're not going in the right direction. I'm fully confident that we are on the track to raise awareness and meet our awareness goals, but we won't probably be making this reduction of rate by 2010. So right now we're referring to this campaign that started in 2003 and is going through 2010 as the first phase, because I envision we'll be in this business for a long time. We do track our awareness by a yearly Gallup survey. That survey was just completed a few weeks ago, so I don't have current data to share with you, but we're well on our way to making that goal. We have been in the campaign business before. We started out, of course, taking on polio and then recently folic acid and now prematurity. And so one of our lessons learned is that to do anything in public health, there's power in partnerships. And so in our campaign, we have many partners. The three primary medical partners are listed on this slide, AAP, ACOG, and AWON. And they are really influential and instrumental in helping us determine and develop the messaging, particularly for provider and consumer education. We also have many funding programs. These are our current partners at the national level for the national campaign, and we have Johnson & Johnson Pediatric Institute, who's been our primary funder of our Grand Rounds program, and without whom we probably wouldn't have that program, so I say thank you. And Bonnie Petroskas is sitting in the back. I see her now. We have FedEx, Cigna, American Baby, and we've got our magazines who help promote awareness, Working Mother, Motherhood, and Baby Talk. And then we have what we call an alliance, and currently we have 41 organizations who are in a relationship with the March of Dimes, and it's a one-on-one relationship. So these are a group of organizations that don't meet as a group. It's individually the March of Dimes. Each commits to taking on one of the aims of the campaign. And I've listed on this slide the primary public health agencies, and you can see that APHA is listed as an alliance member. APHA has had several articles on the nation's health, and there's been a resolution on preterm birth, so a very active alliance member of the campaign. So we have six aims of the campaign. The first is to generate action and concern around the problems of prematurity. Secondly is to educate women about risks, modifiable risks, and the warning signs of preterm labor. We've been very involved in the CDC initiative on preconception health, and this is a major educational platform of our prematurity campaign. We have a program to assist families who've had a baby who's been born prematurely. And our signature program is our NICU Family Support Program, which is now one in every chapter across the United States. We also have an online community that's called Share. And so families can go online and actually share their experiences about what it's like to have a baby born prematurely. So they offer a lot of support to one another, and it's a way of connecting families affected by this problem. We, as I said, primarily with our professionals department partners, have done some work on education around risk assessment and developing tools for risk for preterm birth. And we've got a very active Grand Rounds program, as I said. And then we have our policy initiatives seen here. One is to work hard to expand funding for research dollars, and this is for private endeavors as well as public. So at the March of Dimes, with the monies we've raised, and I say thank you to any of you who've ever walked for Walk America or raised or participated in any in our events, we've been able to initiate a new research program, our prematurity research program, which is a great thing, as well as we advocate for increased funding for research at CDC, at NIH, and HRSA. And lastly, we work very hard to try to expand access to health coverage. And we have been working really hard, as with many of you, on trying to get SCHIP passed in the past couple weeks, and we'll continue to work on that. So, as I said, we understand what a difficult challenge it is trying to reduce the rates of preterm birth, and we thought, what more can we do? Because that is our goal, is actually to bring those rates down. And how best to do that than to have some sort of policy? So we conceived of the PREMI Act, which stands for Prematurity Research Expansion and Education for Mothers Who Deliver Early. Again, I say thank you to any of you who helped to work to get this enacted, and it became law in December of 2006 of this year. And we are hopeful that the provisions will allow us to have more resources dedicated to learning more about preterm labor and preterm birth and actually drive those rates down. And the four provisions of the law are seen here on this slide. One, of course, is to expand research. Secondly, is to authorize demonstration projects to testing different interventions. Third is to increase coordination and collaboration among the federal agencies. And fourth is to convene a Surgeon General's Conference. And here's where the public-private came in. It was really to establish a public-private agenda that would speed the development of prevention strategies. Now, I forgot when we had to submit the abstract for this meeting, but it was months ago. And at the time, I was very hopeful that I would have actually something to say about this because the law said that the Surgeon General's Conference would take place by the end of this year, calendar year, December 2007. And that's not going to happen. The National Institutes of Child Health and Human Development was just recently named the organizing body for this conference. They had their first meeting last week, and so the meeting is just starting to be planned now. We're hopeful that it'll be happening in June of 2008. So this means I'll have to submit another abstract for next year's meeting so I can tell you what I thought I was going to tell you at this meeting about what we're going to be doing. But we're very excited about that conference, and hopefully we'll have, it'll take place, and I'll be able to come back next year and share with you where we are with that. Similarly, I wanted to talk a little bit about the power of partnerships, and I mentioned that I think, we've all realized how much more you can get done when you partner with somebody else. And we have Dr. Collard Damis on our staff at the March of Dimes part-time, although she works 500% effort. And Dr. Damis is always talking about how every effort should be made to prevent preventable preterm birth. And she's gone around the country talking about this. And so she helped to conceive a program that would target preterm birth And I'm not going to say much more than what's on this slide. This is a teaser slide because, again, at the time that we submitted the abstracts, we didn't know what papers were going to be accepted. And the great news is there are three presentations about this project at this meeting. Dr. Damus has a poster this afternoon. Dr. Ruth Ann Shepherd has a session tomorrow morning at 8:30. And Mara Burney has a session on Wednesday afternoon at 2:30. So I can give you the session numbers afterwards if you'd like them. So we have three presentations that will really go in depth about this program. But suffice it to say that it's, again, a very powerful partnership, public and private, the public being the Kentucky Department for Public Health, and the private partner is Johnson & Johnson Pediatric Institute, and then the March of Dimes. And each of those organizations has a passionate leader. Each of those leaders are persuasive and persistent and really care about performance measures. So there's a lot of P words. But I see that they're very, you know, working together. It's a very active partnership. And it's the program itself has a goal to reduce singleton preterm births in the state of Kentucky by 15%, another ambitious goal, but it's doable. The program is based on evidence-based interventions, both clinical and public health. And so that's in effect right now. And as I said, the three presentations that will be given during this meeting will give you all the details. But we're very, very excited about this partnership and about the work and the potential to reduce preterm birth rates in the state of Kentucky. So this is a summary slide, too, of the benefits of public-private partnerships. Not surprisingly, well, the biggest importance is you have multiple peoples working together on a mutual goal. And hopefully it's a win-win experience for all partners. We have the added value of having increased synergies. Partners bring, of course, different insights and different perspectives. Sometimes that takes a little time to work out, but definitely I think you get a richer product when you have more exchange, more engagement from your partners. Hopefully partnerships bring an economy of scale. I think for partnerships to succeed, there has to be a sharing of the responsibility, and certainly with our Kentucky pilot project, that's certainly true for them, a sharing of both responsibility and funding. Partnerships bring increased credibility to the program, hopefully more resources, and they help to expand your reach. And I think in the end, you have hopefully a faster and a better implementation of your program. And just some practical steps for developing partnerships. You have to figure out who cares about your cause and why, and then go after those stakeholders and try to engage them in your project. I think it's really good to recruit certainly multiple stakeholders and those that represent diverse communities and diverse opinions. I think it's very important to establish the roles and responsibilities so everybody knows what to expect. The leadership must be shared, as well as sharing the glory and the gory. And all the partners have to be assured that they're getting the benefits that they signed up to get. Communication really is key for partnerships to succeed. Helen Keller said, "Alone we can do so little. Together we can do so much." And I think we know with the power of partnerships how they can help to move public health. I really want to say thank you, a special thank you to our private partner, Johnson & Johnson Pediatric Institute, and our public partner, Kentucky Department for Public Health, for believing in the March of Dimes and all three working together on the exciting Kentucky project. And I would like to acknowledge our current campaign partners as well, and any of you who have worked on the campaign, I say thank you. And if you've not had the experience or the pleasure of working on the campaign and with your local chapter, you can do so at marchofdimes.com. Thank you very much.